24 February 2020, Mark 9:14-29. As they were joining, the disciples, they saw a large crowd round them, and some scribes arguing with them. At once, when they saw him, the whole crowd were struck with amazement and ran to greet him. As he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" A man answered him from the crowd, "Master, I have brought my son to you. There is a spirit of dumbness in him, and when it takes hold of him, it throws him to the ground, and the foams at the mouth and the grins his teeth and goes rigid. And I asked your disciples to drive it out, and they were unable to do." In reply, he said to them, "Faithless generations, how much longer must I be among you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and at once the spirit of dumbness threw the boy into the convulsions, and he fell to the ground and lay writhing there, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the father, "How long had this been happening to him?" "From childhood," he said, "and it has often thrown him into fire and into water in order to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us." "If you can," retorted Jesus, "everything is possible for one who hath faith." At once the father of the boy cried out, "I have faith, help my lack of faith." And when Jesus saw that the crowd was gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit. "Deaf and dumb spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Then it threw the boy into violent convulsions and came out shouting. And the boy lay there so like a corpse that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and helped him up, and he was able to stand. When he had gone indoors, his disciple asked him, when they were by themselves, "Why were we unable to drive it out?" He answered, "This is the kind that can be driven out only by prayer." Today's text presents us again with a theme of faith. We hear words of Jesus that we are not so used to. It is as if he reacted very unwillingly to the unbelief of the people. "Faithless generation, how much longer must I be among you? How much longer must I put up with you?" However, we encounter Jesus' criticism of the disciples' unbelief several times in the New Testament. It is obviously that he didn't like that men do not take up the offer of faith properly, and therefore things cannot happen that would otherwise happen. "How much longer do I have to put up with you?" This painful exclamation of Jesus lets a little bit be seen his inner agony, which he suffers when men do not believe. It is like when he stands before closed doors that do not allow God's act of grace. And this is a terrible suffering, because Jesus sees what comes out of it. He is not concerned about himself, but about the people, about their salvation, about their faith. Today's text tells us of the possessed boy whom the disciples could not free. And it comes to this profound encounter with the father of the boy. The disciples could not send the demon away, and the father was probably already shaken by it, and his approach to Jesus showed some doubts. But if you can help us, have pity on us. Jesus' answer is overly clear. If you can, everything can who believes. Here we come to the core. Faith can move mountains, Jesus said. Faith releases God's action. This must be present to us. And even more, God wants to act. God wants to bring his light into our personal life and into the life of the nations, to make his saving action present, to give man all the good things that he has prepared for him. But he comes up against our unbelief, our skepticism, our bondage, which prevents us from becoming completely attached to God. This is what the Lord is up against. That is why from his depth springs a cry, O you unbelieving generation, how much longer must I be with you? The boy's father reacts, Very good. I believe. Help my unbelief, he calls out. With this also shows us the way how we should deal with unbelief. We have to make a decision of our will. That means we say we want to believe, and we implore the Lord to help our unbelief. God will answer such a sincere prayer, especially when we start to suffer from our unbelief. We need faith, and in a way the Lord also needs our faith. We need it urgently in order to be able to recognize God in this world, to let him save us and to accept his offers of grace. We are to win his view of this world, so that we can act in faith according to the will of God and thus bear witness to his presence. God needs our faith so that he can also testify to himself through our lives, so that his goodness and love to us become known through our testimony. On this way, other people can also find their way home to him.
And the communion verse we hear today says,
Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. O Lord, let me not be put to shame, for I call upon you.
Domine clamavi a te exaudi me. In te devoci me, cum clamavi.